How's life, Nora?
Life is not that bad.
Yo, what's going on, man? How y'all living? How you feeling, man? Where's your spirits? How you doing? We back at it, another episode, man. It's crazy. I did one yesterday. Had one recorded. It was probably like 27 minutes. And I just deleted that shit, bro. Like, and I know I said I'll never do that shit. But yeah, man, I deleted it. Only because I just didn't like the energy I was putting off, man. I was in a dark place. But I was trying to pretend I won't. It wasn't real. So I got rid of it. I didn't want y'all to see a nigga like that. But we back at it another day, July 3rd. Before the 4th, I don't know. I'm gonna be at work tomorrow till 7, so y'all know how that shit go. But yeah, man, it's crazy. So I'm gonna just go ahead and hop to the shits for real, for real. But I know I told y'all, well, some of y'all probably seen where I posted, like, yeah, you know, I had that interview, and you know what I'm saying, it went great. First and second interview, y'all was lending me that energy, you know what I'm saying? I needed that. And, you know, everything was all well, bro. You know, niggas was training over here. You know, everything was set. Order my shirts and all that, you know. And this was for, like, well, never mind. It doesn't even matter. This was not for a new job, but this was just for, like, a better position within my job. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, I was talking to my manager one day. And he was like, yeah, man, you talked to the GM yet? And I'm like, nah. He's like, yeah, man. And there's just this look on his face. I'm like, wait, I know it ain't like bad news or something, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, man. She just out of nowhere decided, like, she was going to go somewhere else with it. And I was like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was laughing, you know what I'm saying? Even he started laughing. Like, he laughed because I laughed type shit. And I'm like, yo, like, because it's so unreal. Like, I remember telling y'all the last episode, man. I was like, yo, if I don't get this job, if for some reason she tried to play me and I don't get this job, I'm going to be flabbergasted. Like, I'm going to be, I don't know how I'm going to feel. Like, that shit's going to be crazy. Well, turns out, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? Exactly what the fuck happened. And like I said, I kept waiting for him to say I'm just kidding, bro. Like, I was looking at him, I was just like, bro, come on, bro. We're standing there, like, and like, nah, he didn't say that shit. He was just like, yeah, like, this, like, that's crazy. He was like, you know what I'm saying, I fought for you, like, you know, I fought, nigga. Like, it don't make sense, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, she GM, so, you know, she said she was gonna holler at you or whatever. So I was like, you know, I'm livid, but I'm like, okay, I gotta wait on her to talk to me, you feel me? Like, I gotta hear out of her own mouth the reason why I'm not gonna be in this position. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what's like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? So she passes me a couple of times, and it's funny because I can't tell her, like, yo, we gotta talk, because I can't tell her, like, you know what I'm saying, I know. But I guess it can't really, like, you know, I get it from my moms, but I can't really hide my emotions, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? People who know me knows, like, my facial expressions will tell you everything I'm feeling. Like, I'm open. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can read me, bro. Like, it's all on my face. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, she's walking past me, you know what I'm saying? Making little faces and stuff, like, trying to be funny, like, little goofy faces and stuff. Like, and, you know, waiting for me to do something back and shit. And I'm like, nah, like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got bigger things to discuss. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole mindset, right? And, all of a sudden, I guess she gets, like, the hint or the vibe that, like, oh, niggas know. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. You know, so she goes missing, bro. And I mean, can't find her nowhere. And the last time that I see her, she has her book bag on and she is heading out the door. Now, this pissed me off for a couple reasons. One, I'm off the next 3 days. So I had to sit on this mystery. You know what I'm saying? This happened, what, Friday. I was off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, it sat on my conscience, bro. Like, I was mad as a bitch. That was the first thing. Second thing, I was like, you know, apparently this conversation that they had was earlier that morning. And I just kind of felt, I took it personal. Like, I was like, oh, she don't respect me enough. Like, she really playing your boy. Like, they take me for a motherfucking joke. Like, y'all gonna do this shit to me. Like, I know I do that a lot, but I swear I have that moment a lot. Like, I be like, to me? Me, mother? Like, to me? Oh, man. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, like, I'm hot on a lot of different reasons. Like, I think the way she went about it was wrong. There's no reason. I'm thinking that she feels guilty herself because she knows she ain't got a good reason. And I'm feeling like maybe my manager probably spoke some sense into her. So instead of really getting kind of crazy, like really mad and shit, I was like, you know what? Let me take these 3 days, regroup, just kind of reevaluate how I feel. Because I even thought about y'all, yo. I really thought about y'all. I said, what am I going to tell? Like, I was thinking, man, while I was standing outside, hit my little e-cig because, you know, a nigga don't smoke no more. I was like, yo, what the fuck am I going to tell my listeners, bro? Like, I gassed myself up. I gassed them up for the energy they were bringing me. Like, what am I going to tell my niggas, man? You know what I'm saying? What am I going to tell my wife? Like, she gassed me. Like, you know, she the battery in my back type shit. Like, that shit was devastating for me, bro. So I sat on these next 3 days, man. I told her that night, you know what I'm saying? And she madder than not. Well, she, yeah, no. Nah. But she was mad, you know what I'm saying? She was mad. And, you know, the whole situation sucked. But I thought to myself, like, you know, maybe she's going to take these 3 days off and come to her senses and just think about it before she kind of put it into the system. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, next thing you know, I get up Saturday morning and I check my emails. And lo and behold, a Best Buy Corp... I'm asked by a corporate email talking about something. Yeah, for the position you applied for, you ain't qualified. Like, nigga, what? Y'all niggas won't saying that last week. And I'm pulling these sales off the ass for you. You're not saying that next week because I'm scheduled all next week in appliance. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing, bro? Like, how y'all doing me like this for? You know, like, what you mean I'm not qualified? So when I saw the corporate email, man, like I said, I wasn't really tripping. Actually, that's when I did get mad. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ain't even gonna cap. Like, I got mad because I was like, oh, damn. Because that means she put it in. She put it through. So I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. And I still ain't get my one, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still ain't get my one-on-one with her. Like, nah, bro. Like, that's crazy. You know, so once again, niggas not gonna panic. Niggas not gonna overreact. I was just like, damn, you know. So I decided, I'm like, all right, I gotta catch her, bro. Like, maybe I just gotta drive up to work, but I won't. It's an hour away. Fuck that. So when I came in, I've been chilling, you know. Like I said, I ain't want to address y'all. Like, I did the episode before I had a conversation with her, so I was still in a dark place. You see what I'm saying? Because I was mad as a bitch. So like, this whole episode sounded a lot different. My energy was a lot more aggressive. I was saying a lot of things that, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just saying shit that I was just like, you know, I just had a real fucking no care attitude, which is never good for anybody. So I had to scrap it. But I'm still, you know, niggas was still hot. Like, you know, even to this day, I'm still like, man, what the fuck? But I come in on Tuesday, and like I said, for the most part, I was kind of over it. Like, the shock and already had and went off and wore off. I had already then went through the emotions and everything. So I'm kind of like, you know, like, whatever. But as soon as I walked in the building, I got upset. I just got upset, bro. I'm not going to cap to y'all. I just got mad. And I couldn't hide it. It was on my face. And I feel bad for, like, just particular people, man. Like, people are talking to me and stuff. And I'm like, yo, I just came in, like, I wouldn't say nothing. They'd just be like, all right. And then walk right off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just having one of them days, I guess. All of a sudden, man, you know, so my GM stands, like, she comes up to me on the floor, mind you. She's trying to have a conversation. Like, yeah, I didn't really get to get with you. I wanted to have a conversation. I just want to let you know that I didn't put you on there. I didn't feel that because you've been underperforming in the department lately. And I just didn't feel that we should be putting an underperformer in a full-time applying spot when that's like the main head of business or whatever, whatever. And she's like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, you know, I hope you understand. That's then the third. And then she was like, and on top of it, well, the second part didn't matter. But I was like, okay. And when she told me, I was mad, bro. Like, I was already kind of like in my feelings, you know what I'm saying? So when she said these words to me, the trigger word for me was underperformance. Cause I was like, oh damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those things where she put me in a position where I thought like I couldn't say shit. Cause I was like, damn, I was underperforming like that, to the point where she like, damn, like, I'm like, okay. So it's not real. I can really say. So she's like, you know, so at the end of the day, she was like, I mean, you got anything that asked me anything like that? I was like, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. Like, you done already did it now. Like, so it is what it is. She was like, yeah, you're right. And then she kind of just left it at that. And she was like, all right. And then she kind of just walked off. And like, mind you, we were still standing on the middle of the floor. So I stood there for a minute and I was just sitting there and I just thinking. And the word underperformance kept repeating in my mind, you know, like underperformance. I'm like, all right, hold on. So finally, when I kind of snapped out of that initial anger, because I was fuming, but like I said, I can't overreact. I can't even really do anything. I'm in my job, you know what I'm saying? So I'm standing there and I'm like, all right, before I even, you know what I'm saying, I need to get my energy to go. Yeah, I need to get my energy done. Like, just got to get it together, bro. And I said, well, hold the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? A little voice in my back, just in the back of my soul, just started to speak up and was like, hold on, my nigga. Hold on, bro. Pull them numbers up, bro. Because you the shit. Pull them numbers up. I was like, you know what? You right. I am the shit. So I pulled the numbers up. And I'm pulling up the whole department and shit. And I'm looking. I'm comparing myself to others. I'm comparing myself to the store. I'm comparing myself to everybody. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at those numbers. I said, oh, nah. You got me fucked up. You say these things like underperforming. Say these certain words and phrases. And I'm like, yo, that's not even... I'm looking at the whole department, bro. For the last couple months, bro, or the last 2 months, you know what I'm saying? The whole department has not been hitting budget because the whole department as a whole is under. You see what I'm saying? And especially the full-timers, we're definitely struggling because we're there all the time getting this no business. You see what I'm saying? So we're expected of higher numbers, higher production. When we're not getting any customers, any business, how the fuck can you do that, right? Now, we have to be everywhere else. I mean, of course, we can sell outside of our department. How successful do you think we will be doing that when there's full-timers in every other department that has to get their own revenue as well? They looking at us like, you know, get the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go back to your department. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of shit. So, I you know, finally, after it kind of stewed over me a little bit, I said, well, let me kind of bring this back up. I said, hold on. So I caught her on the floor again, and I said, you know what, I do got some questions. I got some time to kind of think it over. And she was like, yeah, come on. So I'm like, oh, she acting real cool. Like, she ain't out here fucking me over. But, yeah, it's cool. So I'm like, yo, so I was like, so you say underperformance. And I was like, let me ask you, like, what could I have done to be better in the position that I've been in? And she was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, well... You know, I know that I'm, you and I both know that I'm a good salesman on this floor. I pull some good sales. I drive good business. You knew about that just coming in. I was like, you know, I've sell high dollar items in both departments that I'm in. And I mean, both departments that I'm in and the department that I'm going to. And so when I look at it, I said, so I took the time. I was like, after you told me what you told me, I took the time to pull up my numbers and I'm comparing myself to the rest of my team. And I'm seeing that as a department, we're under and nobody was hitting budget. She was like, uh-huh. I was like, so I feel like you're punishing me for not being able to put the whole department on my back and put all of home data on my back by myself. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't get the same support that we don't get the same support that we're expected on the floor. So I was like, that's why I asked you, what could I have done on the floor? She was like, well, what do you mean you don't get the same support? Once again, I can sell in every department in the store. Home theater is expected to be in almost every department in the store. But every department in the store, none of these individuals in any department in the store can come over here and sell one TV. That's not an issue to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I was like, but once again, like that's just besides the point. Like, what can I do? And then all of a sudden, I noticed that she couldn't answer the question. Instead, she said, well, another thing is also your attitude towards, like, just your attitude lately. And I said, well, elaborate. What's been my attitude? And she was like, well, you're just not the Dier we know. And I'm looking at her like, Like, this is why you deny me an advancement in my career? Because, like, I'm not the Denier, you know? I'm like, all right, well, hold on. I said, well, has that ever affected my business? I said, now let's look at, you know, once again, talking numbers, right? Let's look at my CEI scores, which is my customer satisfaction surveys and shit, right? I'm always 100 every month with over five surveys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always 100. Even on my bad days, you have never gotten one complaint that says he was rude, disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? He was anything other than he was great, perfect, more than helpful. Everything. So you've never gotten a bad report from me. So I was like, I have never, ever let anything that I'm going through affect my business. So I was like, why? I feel like you, but you are. So why are you? And then she was like, all right, well, look, the position isn't filled. Okay. Just show me different. Show me the DR I know. And I'm like, oh, so you want me to once again go around and be in every department and be this happy-go-lucky guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to be realistic here in an environment where I'm not getting that same support back. And now again, I'm being overlooked for a job. Like, and she's like, well, like I said, I didn't fill the position. Just show me something else. And this was yesterday, mind you. So I'm back in this bitch today. You know, I work 12:30. It's 12:01 now as I'm talking. And I'm conflicted only just because, like, you know, I'm not built to just go in here and put on this fake persona, put on this fake smile. I don't really know how to act from here because I don't know what the old year was. I don't really know. I think she's mentioning a happy employee. I'm not a happy employee, but at the end of the day, I still drive business. I still get shit done. So that's what I want to stick to. But obviously, that's not enough. I need this position. I don't need it, but I need it. You feel me? But it's like, you're not going to dangle this over my head just to see a nigga dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, she, you know, you're not going to do this. My pride. I don't know, man. I need help, guys. I really do need help. It's not a lot of time. It's not like y'all can call me and call me. But it's just some old bullshit, bro. But anyway, I just want to let y'all know that's where I'm at with this process. I'm going to keep you updated as I know more. But that nigga mad. A nigga upset. I'm jaded. All that. But I ain't gonna, I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, this is still a business. I still gotta do what I gotta do. I still gotta move forward. I ain't gonna let this shit kill me. Because at the end of the day, and I'm gonna say end of the day a lot because I'm trying to wrap this up. But life's not that bad, people. Life is not that bad. As you see, I go through it too on proportions that's bigger than, well, I ain't gonna say bigger than most, because they're really not. I mean, it's my job, so I'm putting it on a big pedestal, but I go through shit too, man. Shit that really does be affecting me, the way I live, you know, things that could potentially change the way I live. Like, she holding me back for crazy ass reasons, man. Y'all hear this shit. But I ain't, you know, life ain't that bad. I'm still employed, you know. I'm not happy about it, but I'm happy about being employed, but I'm not, you know. But at the end of the day, life's not that bad, period. That's just the moral. Know your worth. You know, if you busting your ass, keep busting your ass. Don't settle. This nigga's walking up to my car to say some shit, so I'm gonna end this podcast now, my nigga. Y'all should hear this nigga. Hold on, let's see. But hold on.
Bro, it's like fucking clockwork, bro.
What?
First cigarette of the day, I come outside, I'm saying, like, wait. This nigga just sitting out.
Sitting out in the wheel.
Bruh, what time you coming
in? I'm in at 12:30.
You should go to Chick-fil-A for me.
You see, I'm gonna go ahead and roll my window back up. You wildin'.
This right there.
I'm not going. No, I'm not going. Cause I'm sitting here
online.
No, I don't even got gas. I just turned my car off. I'm sitting in the heat right now. I know, bro. Like, why you doing me like this, man? Why you doing me like this? God damn. I got gas. I just ain't trying to go nowhere, bro. I just pulled up. They got me fucked up. But anyway, man, I'll holler at y'all, man. Until next time, I just wanted to give y'all a little story time for you. But until next time, y'all. I love y'all. Comment on it. You know, feel free to comment on this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? When y'all see the link pop up on the Facebook or you listening or whatever, man, hit a comment, bro. Like, why y'all? I get the view where it looks like I be getting the listens. Like, why y'all just hit a comment through the angle, you know, through the app or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Reach out, man. I'm trying to put a couple of y'all on the show. David, look out for me, man. And by the way, look out for my nigga David, bro. I'm not sure. I reshared his podcast. He got some shit started, man. I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I'm not even gonna cap. I have not sat through that thing yet, bro. But I am going to. I'm not gonna cap. You know, I'm not gonna cap. You know, I fell off a lot, but I'm trying to, you know, like I said, y'all see, I'm trying to bounce back. But until next time, man, I said bye already. Now I'm talking again, just like my mother. All right, y'all. Till next time. Go.